Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
And as you know, our next segment is meant to help us grow in one way or the other, and we have a book that we're using to grow, and that's The Great Hope. And we do have Pastor Lunga Machaya on the line. Mfundisi, can you hear me?
Good afternoon. I can hear you loud and clear.
Lovely, lovely. Good afternoon to you, Mfundisi. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us today. We're still talking about the Sabbath. However, we're talking about the Sabbath as a covenant sign. Now, listen to this. This isn't just a day off, people. We need to be very clear. It's a holy, not a holiday, not a holy as in H-O-L-I day. It's a holy, H-O-L-Y, set apart, holy agreement. And the Sabbath is God's relational signature, as we said in the past. Not a ritual, but a weekly reminder of his love and faithfulness. And that's why we need to hammer on this and be clear of what we're talking about when we're talking about the Sabbath. Mfundisi, what does it mean for the Sabbath to be a sign between God and his people?
Thank you so much. It is very important to note that when the Sabbath is established in the book of Exodus and also in the book of Genesis, you find a reiteration of that covenant between God and humanity. In the book of Isaiah chapter 58 verse 30, where God reestablishes his covenant and relationship with his people through the Sabbath.
Forgive me, Mfundisi. I don't know what in the background. There's a very loud noise that is interfering with your audibility there. Are you able to shift, perhaps?
Can you hear me now?
Okay, it's a bit better. Continue, Mfundisi.
Oh, okay. The Sabbath is re-established within the book of Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13, where God re-emphasizes the importance of Sabbath observance. And he does so by reminding them that this day has been set apart for them in order to worship him. And thus, he says that on that particular day, there is nothing that one should do except honoring him, and they should do nothing that delights humanity, but it is a day that is to honor God himself. So there you get a real covenant and the relationship that God has with humanity at the Sabbath.
Are you able to move away from the people that are talking in the background, Mfundisi?
I'll try within the next 5 minutes.
Okay. All right. How is the Sabbath linked to God's covenant throughout the Bible, Pastor? Pastor?
Come again?
How is the Sabbath linked to God's covenant throughout the Bible?
Oh, thank you. It is in relation and much related to the book of Ezekiel, because in the book of Ezekiel you find a re-emphasis that the Sabbath is a holy day that is dedicated to God. It is a day that is dedicated to God, and this day is not just any other day, but is a special day on the fact that we get to see that in the book of Ezekiel, he says that it is a covenant. So basically, in the book of Ezekiel, he reminds them of the covenant that they once had. That is the covenant that you find in the book of Exodus, and it is the covenant that you also find within the book of Isaiah. So Ezekiel says that this day is a day of delight and a covenant, which shows the relationship between God and humanity.
So what is the spiritual impact of honoring the Sabbath regularly?
When we honor the Sabbath on a regular basis, first of all, the book of Exodus when he speaks of the Sabbath, he says that when we honor the Sabbath and keep it as a day that God has set apart. In the book of Isaiah chapter 56, verse 2 to 6, God says that on this particular day, God blesses us. As we know that God is a God of blessings, He's a God who blesses humanity. But on this particular day, which is on Sabbath, God says, when you keep this day, you will receive blessings. In other words, I usually say that God can bless us during the course of the week, but on the Sabbath day, we receive a double portion of blessings. Why? Because it is His day. It is a day that has been set apart. So when we honor the Sabbath, number one, we build our relationship with Christ. Number two, God blesses us because we observe and keep His commandments. And because of that, we get to grow in discipleship with Christ and knowing Him better and what it is that is required of us in order to have a saving and loving relationship with God.
I see. So how does the Sabbath observance build deeper trust in God?
Thank you so much. Now, when we observe the Sabbath, we cease away from everything. We get to be spoken to. We get to listen. Due to the noise of the world and the business that we have, because we are so fixated in work. So when the Sabbath comes and we get there of it, we get to listen, we get to hear God speak to us. So in that way, we get to be filled spiritually. We get to build a relationship with Christ. In that way, it gets to set us apart from everything else. And the only thing that we concentrate on, it is God and hearing Him speak to us and building a relationship that is a relationship that is understanding of what God requires of us. So in other words, during the course of the week, we do all the working, we do all the commanding, but on Sabbath, we listen, what is it that God requires to us as humanity? How are we ought to live? And how are we supposed to reflect the love, grace that God has bestowed upon us as humanity?
You said it sets us apart. In what ways does the Sabbath distinguish God's people, Pastor?
The Sabbath distinguishes us from others because Sabbath takes us back to the origin, that is, to our original form out of deformity of sin. It sets us apart in a way that, number one, any other person, they get to worship on a day that was not set apart by God. But with us, when we keep and observe the Sabbath, it distinguishes us from the rest because it says that we keep what God has given to humanity as the day of rest. Unlike, if I may put it, like others who observe a day that is man-made. Number two, it sets us apart in terms of the requirements of the Sabbath itself. Because you would find that there are some, let's say, if Sabbath was on Sunday, if it was, they say observe the Sabbath. But even though they do keep it on the Sunday, but the what comes with the observance, it is not done. Because you find that they go to church and that's it. And church is from 11 to 12. But Sabbath teaches us that when we observe the day that God has set apart, it is a day that we spend with Him throughout the course of the day. And we do not do anything else besides us honoring the other and honoring God. So therefore, we become distinguished from any other person. And because God says that He blesses us, on that particular day. I've met people whereby they've said that, you know, I've been wearing the same clothes that I was wearing next week. And you'd hear that the person say, but you look good. And it is because God blesses us. On that particular day, God covers us. He covers our nakedness. And that is a preview, a foretaste of what it is. It will be in heaven, because in heaven, we will keep the Sabbath and God will be part of us physically, not spiritually.
I'm sorry, Pastor. Did you say in heaven we will keep the Sabbath? I mean, I thought it will be worship all day long and all night long. There won't be a day of working.
Yes.
What does the pastor mean when he say in heaven we'll keep the Sabbath?
Okay, thank you. The reason for that, in heaven, one, we will not be working. And number two, when you go to the origin in terms of creation before God created, the Sabbath never came as a result of sin. The Sabbath was there before sin originated. So it was part of creation, even before what? Even before sin. So now, so now when we go to heaven, heaven is just getting us having to experience what it is to observe the Sabbath. Not in a sense where it is spiritual, where a pastor will be preaching to us. But in heaven, we will not be ceasing. We will not be ceasing from sin and all of these things. Because in as much as in heaven, there is no time period. But there it will be Sabbath with Christ. We will honor him. Because remember, a Sabbath is the Sabbath lifestyle is what we ordinarily are supposed to do on a daily basis.
And that line drops. Okay, I suppose we'll leave it right there. That's a conversation that perhaps we'll need to pick up with the pastor on a Sinai conversation. Sabbath in heaven? Yeah, okay. Well, we'll leave it there for now since we just lost that line to the pastor. And we were done with our interview anyway. He simply said something that was rather curious. And I suppose we can leave it right there.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.